A World of Crisis, Ripe for Evolution. Kevin Parslow. Peter Taaffe opened the Socialist Party's 2016 Congress with an introduction on the current world situation. On every major issue, and on every continent, world capitalism is failing, and this is recognized by their experts. The world economy is still suffering severely from the crisis of 2007-08, and is now desperately attempting to avoid a new slump. Growth since then was fueled by a massive worldwide injection of credit, including quantitative easing, and the Chinese economy. With this slowing, the Chinese stock exchange crisis have reflected the worries of capitalism. Peter said a world recession may not occur immediately, but mistakes like December's interest rate rise in the US could bring this forward. The world slowdown has slashed commodity prices, and this will push millions further into poverty. There have already been massive repercussions in countries like South Africa and Brazil. Central banks have resorted to extraordinary measures, including further quantitative easing, and some have even introduced negative interest rates, charging depositors for holding their money. Economists are even mooting helicopter money, directly giving people cash to spend. This may not work if deflation takes hold and workers delay purchases waiting for lower prices. Big corporations have huge bank deposits, but won't invest unless they can make huge returns. Peter remarked that capitalism cannot solve the environment's problems. The Paris summit was a failure, and global temperatures are rising due to increased concentrations of greenhouse gases. He then commented on the severe strains between the major imperialist powers, epitomized by Obama and Cameron's spat over Libya and Syria, and the paralysis in the Middle East. The colossal refugee crisis has blown the fallout from the civil war in Syria into Europe. As the CWI predicted, a quick defeat of the Assad regime has not materialized. Russia may feel its intervention and withdrawal from Syria has re-established its immediate aims as a great power. Putin may try to force Assad to make concessions without undermining the regime's foundations, which can still rely on the support of Iran and 100 million Shias in the region. As ISIS/Daesh increasingly repels a population, it will also face revolts. When workers in the region begin to move against oppression, we will need to emphasize class unity against sectarianism. As world inequality deepens, class tensions rise sharply. In virtually every country, the major pro-capitalist parties, including the former Social Democrats, are split. Sanders. The world is ripe for evolution, yet there are small numbers consciously fighting for a socialist world. Bernie Sanders' call for political revolution is remarkable. However, socialism is a fresh idea in the US, where there is little experience of Stalinism or social democracy. A new crisis will pose the question of system change and socialism in the minds of the masses. The Socialist Party and the CWI explain to workers and youth what is really needed to change society. Youth play a key role in all revolutions. In the recent uprising in Kasserine, Tunisia, they demanded, "We want jobs or another revolution." Peter commented that Europe is also entering a new phase of struggle. Greece faces new agonies. Further cuts are demanded, while the EU wants to turn Greece into a giant campsite for refugees. Spain and Ireland are politically deadlocked, and both could face new general elections. A storm of protests from workers and students in France has erupted as the Holland government attempts to attack working conditions and education. In Germany, recent election gains for the far-right AfD put the future of Chancellor Merkel in doubt. Socialists will develop programs against the far-right throughout Europe. Peter concluded by emphasizing that our organization is key to events because of our political unity and ideas. We have been tested, but have emerged strong and confident as a lever to help transform the world. The 21st century will be one of revolutions, even more than the 20th. It will differ in one crucial respect: learning from the experience of the past, we will fight for the victory of socialism.